8:37 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Friday. And our all-star lineup of guests continues with the one and only Tina Romine of KGGF fame. So good morning.
Good morning. You're a mess.
Yeah, I'm a mess. You're a promotions director and executive assistant.
Yes. So,
and other things. You dance up as a you dress up as a dancing tree at major religious holidays. So
I've been known to do some weird stuff, yeah, that's but great. That's okay. I've been a radio once at the Christmas parade, so I made myself a little radio suit, and it was super fun, but yeah. It got retired because my geniusness forgot to take the batteries out.
Oops.
So it corroded all my lights, and
uh-huh.
So I didn't want to remake it. I tried, and I got frustrated, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something else, so that's why we got the Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, if we find any strings of lights or anything like that, it's usually something to do with you.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, you do like
it. I love all the things that light up. Yep, yeah. I don't know. It's weird. It's just a thing. But anyway, so today, usually when I'm here, there's a party coming up. There's something going on.
Yeah. So what is coming up?
So, well, for one, we have the Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up, and we still have booth space available. So if you're a business and you want to be at that show and you want to maybe see, I don't know, 3,000 or so of your closest friends and get potential customers out of that, then definitely give us a call here at the station and we will get you a sales associate to come and see you and get you the best booth possible.
Yeah.
Say that a couple times. Best booth possible. So give us a call here and we'll get that taken care of for you.
Well,
and that is...
Yeah, it's coming up in March.
March 24th and 25th at Nellis Hall on the CCC campus.
Well, and it's a really good opportunity, especially if you're trying to get your name out there. You know, lots of people are going to see you. You're going to be able to interact with them. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
And we have such a wide variety. Like, we have jump houses, and then we have tractors.
Yep.
And then we have, you know, signature home styles that has all these beautiful paintings that you can hang on the wall, and clocks, and lamps, and all kinds of fun stuff there.
So, I mean,
and
even if you're selling stuff, you know, like that you make.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We have, awesome.
Anything. We have the Northstar Metalworks out of Caney. They will be there, and they make a lot of their things. And anything homemade, anything for the house, anything for outside. We have farm implements, we have lawnmowers, we have cars and trucks and food and all kinds of stuff. So if you have a business and you want to be in front of, you know, 2,000-3,000 people, definitely come and enjoy the show with us.
No, that'll be great. And you never know what March weather is going to bring, so it's good that it's all mostly, you know, a lot of it is indoors. So.
Yes, we do have some stuff outside, but yeah, a lot of it is inside, and it's climate controlled, so that's cool. But you know, it's just a good time, and it's free admission. So there's no charge to get in the door, and you walk away with a lot of free stuff. There's a lot of drawings. There's a lot of giveaways. So you walk out with an armload of things most of the time.
No, that's great. That's always a good deal. You know, even if it's just a bunch of pamphlets, you know, I always like looking through those. So,
me too.
Also, we have another event coming up if you are at all interested or maybe want to get better at cooking.
Yes. The cooking show is one of my favorite shows, which I say all the time because everything we do seems to be my favorite. But anyway, I really enjoy the cooking show because I really enjoy cooking. And we have a really nice goodie bag that you get to take home with full of all kinds of fun stuff. And I'm excited about our gift that we give away this year because I have those in my kitchen. I'm not telling you what it is, but I use them all the time. So I'm really excited about that. But right now we're putting together the cookbook that you get in that goodie bag. And we have limited space on the cookbook. So if you want to get in on that, you need to get them to me as soon as possible.
Yes, for sure.
Tuesday is the 14th. That's
our
Valentine's
up.
Day. That's our deadline.
Okay, yeah.
So make sure you get them into me before that. If I don't have space for your recipe, then it will carry over into next year.
Okay.
And then you could see it in there next year.
That's
but
a good
definitely, yeah, definitely get them into me as soon as possible. You can send them to Tina at KGGFradio.com. Or you can drop them by the station here, and I will get them that way. There's also a link on our website. There's tons of ways to get it to me. So No excuses if you didn't. No. But if you do send me a recipe, then you get in this drawing for the Branson Prize Package.
What's in the Branson Prize Package?
Well, you get a hotel stay. Disclaimer, you do have to pay taxes on the hotel, the room is actually, the room is on us. And then you'll get show tickets. Like we have the Clay Cooper Theater, the Hughes, we have four shows in that. So it'll just kind of be a mix of what we got. And we have the Grand Country Music Hall, and we'll just, you know, throw in probably about three or four shows.
Nice.
You can, so make sure you schedule that around what you want to see. And yeah, it'll be a good time. So
well, that's good.
And then you can come up on stage and talk about your recipe if you want to.
Okay, so let's go break down the actual cooking show itself. How many, is there a limit on tickets on that? How do people sign up for it? And what is kind of the actual, how does the show usually work?
Well, what happens, we have, our tickets will go on sale on March 1st. For the month of March, it'll be $11. And then when we hit the month of April, they go up to, I think, 14.
Okay.
13 or 14. I don't have that in my brain right now, but get your ticket early so you don't have to worry about it.
Bartlesville Community Center.
Yes. Yes, and it's a lovely venue. Downstairs, they have a place called Community Hall, and we'll have vendors in there. Usually, there's about 40, 45-ish vendors that can fit in there. And then you can browse that from 3 to 6. And then we also have the cake decorating competition that we just started last year. And we want to invite you to take part in that. If you decorate a cake, we will definitely take your entries, and it'll be a good time. Definitely go to our website and check that out, or give us a call and I can give you more information on that. So we'll have the People's Choice vote. So you'll want to go in there and vote on your favorite cake. And then at 5 o'clock, the doors open to the auditorium and you can go grab your seat. Usually we have Dink's Pit Barbecue that caters the event, so you can come in and buy a dinner plate if you don't want to stop and get dinner on your way there. And Dink's is always delicious.
Oh, yeah.
It's good food. So, we have that. And then we have a VIP section. So if you want to buy an upgrade on your ticket, it's $28. And you get to go backstage and you get a personal, you have it tops out at 50, so that's as big as it gets ever. And you want to get your ticket early because you'll get to choose your seat in the auditorium, and then you'll get to go backstage and one-on-one, kind of a small intimate group with one of the chefs that we have. Last year it was Melanie, Melanie's Creative Cuisine. She came in and presented a recipe, and you get to taste it, and it's a good time to do that. You get that recipe to take home with you as well. And then Jamie Dunn at 6:30 will come on the auditorium stage, and she demonstrates to us like five or six different recipes that she makes. And sorry. demonstrates five or six recipes that she makes, and then we get to take that recipe home in their cookbook as well.
That's great.
So she teaches us different tips and tricks that she has learned throughout the years. She used to be a Taste of Home chef, and they traveled around doing these shows, and then they quit doing them. But our group still wanted to carry on, so that's what we did. We took the torch and we ran with it, and Miss Jamie has been back every year since, and she puts on a really good show. She's hilarious. Like, she cracks me up all the time, and then her and Tammy get to go in, and it's hilarious. It's a good time. We laugh. We learn stuff. We get win great prizes. We have door prizes galore. Like, everybody, it's crazy. But, so it's a good time.
So we already have, if you have a KGGF desk calendar, you already have the dates for this. But
yes.
It is coming up in April, right?
Tuesday, April the 18th.
Great.
The doors will open at 3. So you have the vendor booth browsing, and you have the cake competition. And then at 5 o'clock, we can go into the auditorium, pick your seat, and then you can mill around, get you some dinner, look at stuff, and it's a good time.
That is great, you know, especially as we kind of, you know, at that point we'll be kind of wrapping up winter, getting into spring. I mean, that's an exciting time of year and always good to have an event like this.
Yes, and I mean, it's a Tuesday night, so what are you going to do? Sit at home and watch TV? Yeah. This is way more fun than that.
You're going to go hobnob.
Yeah.
Have a night out.
Have a night out.
Good deal.
And, you know, the kids like it, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great reminder.
And, yeah, and we have, it warms my heart to see all the kids that are so excited to learn new things and cook, and cook for their family.
Kids
and,
really do enjoy cooking, you know. Good to get them involved.
And if you know how to cook, then you'll learn new tips. If you don't know how to cook, then you're going to learn how.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a great show. It's like the Food Network kind of thing on the stage.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's a good time.
It's going to be good. Well, Tina, I really appreciate you coming on to talk about this. And, of course, you'll be on again to remind us about it as we get closer.
Yes.
But we're trying to get some excitement going for it because it's just going to be a good time.
And if you've never been, you're missing out. You really need to come and see the show.
Yeah.
Both shows. The farm show is amazing. And the cooking show. Just grab a handful of your friends, carpool down, and have a great time.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate you coming on this morning, Tina, to let us know about it. And I will see you around the office.
Because it's Friday.
Because it's Friday. Yes. All right. Well, okay. We'll be back. We do have another Ask the Expert segment on the way. We are going to be talking with the folks from Sun Group here in mere moments as we continue throughout a Friday morning. We're warming back up. We're at 31 degrees right now here in Coffeyville. So we keep going on the Mighty 690 KGGF.